This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado's four major wildfires have cost up to $77 million to fight. That's according to the National Interagency Fire Center. Costs include aircraft, equipment, and emergency personnel, but not restoration work. A report released this week by the federal agency says the Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction alone has cost $28 million. That fire is the state's largest ever and mostly contained now. A total of more than 200,000 acres has burned in the state over the last month. The number of fatal crashes on Colorado's roads rose slightly in the first 6 months of 2020. That's despite a big drop in traffic. CDOT spokesman Sam Cole says speeding drivers are one key factor.
This has to do primarily with people in their vehicles being careless, ignoring the law, and taking advantage of our wide open roads.
Traffic levels bottomed out in April and now are nearly back to normal. Applications are coming in for the new panel that will redraw Colorado's congressional districts next year. This is the first time the state has used a new voter-approved redistricting process. It could take thousands of applications for Colorado to have a pool that meets the criteria required of the panel's members. The application window closes in November. The Colorado Symphony has canceled all of its concerts in November and December because of COVID-19. Ticket holders can request refunds, exchange tickets for future events, or donate the cost to the organization. Colorado weather is mostly sunny today and for the rest of the week. Temperatures close to 90 around Denver this afternoon. This is CPR News.